From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Thousands streaming to the polls in the Bahamas. NAFTA lobbyists in Trinidad return from Washington with a petition against the Twin Islands' export of steel. And Guyana could have a new prime minister in place as early as next week. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Bahamians are voting in general elections today, seeking a government that will crack down on crime and create more jobs in the islands. Lines formed outside voting booths about an hour before the polls opened at 7 a.m. local time. Almost 130,000 Bahamians are registered to vote. But the ruling Free National Movement, led by Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, and the opposition Progressive Liberal Party, led by the father of independence, Lyndon Pindling, say they will fight the current crime wave and boost employment. A short while ago, I spoke to Wendell Jones, chief executive of the local radio station Love FM. I began by asking him about the voter turnout.
Voters started queuing up in the front of polling stations about an hour before the polls opened today. And so far, the election officials tell us that thousands of people have voted already. By all accounts, Bahamians voted very early today.
Have there been any security concerns during the voting process?
Not at all. Calm prevailed in most areas of the country today. There were no major disturbances. We heard of only one minor disturbance of somebody carrying a placard on a line of voters on the queue, and that is against the law in the Bahamas. So other than that, everything is calm.